Kamala Harris has another word salad moment while speaking at Workforce Summit. By Jordan Dixon Hamilton on July 13, 2022. Vice President Kamala Harris struggled with her words once again while addressing transportation issues at the American Rescue Plan Workforce Development Summit on Wednesday. Together, we are investing in training programs and apprenticeships that give workers the skills they need to take on the jobs with better wages and better benefits. In particular, workers from underrepresented backgrounds, Harris said. She went on to talk about transportation before struggling to coherently convey her intended message. Together, we are expanding access to transportation. T seems like maybe it's a small issue, it's a big issue, Harris said. You need to get to go and need to be able to get where you need to go to do the work and get home. Social media users mocked Harris for her seemingly unintelligible statement about transportation. It's like she gets one word stuck in her head and repeats it 3 or 4 times in 10 seconds. This happens all the time, one user wrote. More alphabet soup from Kamala, another user tweeted. Harris's comment on Wednesday is not the first time the vice president has struggled to coherently convey her thoughts. Recently, Harris fumbled over her words while speaking about the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Harris said, "Great aspiration of our nation has been to expand freedom. But the expansion of freedom clearly is not inevitable. And it certainly is not something that just happens." Further, she struggled with her words while speaking alongside Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness in March, saying, "We also recognize, just as it has been in the United States for Jamaica, one of the issues that has been presented as an issue that is economic in the way of its impact has been the pandemic." Most notably, Harris rambled about the significance of the passage of time during a speech in March in Louisiana, saying the phrase 4 times within 32 seconds. Harris similarly stumbled over her words while speaking overseas in Poland. "I am here, standing here on the northern flank, on the eastern flank, talking about what we have in terms of the eastern flank and our NATO allies. And what is at stake at this very moment, what is at stake this very moment are some of the guiding principles," Harris said.